Grandpa, who is 85 years old. We will be talking about his experiences of working in the mine. Around 1926, he started his mining career on the surface at the Mary Charlotte Mine. And my grandpa's name is Lori Salmio. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, how long did you work at the mine? About how long? How many years?
Well, all total, I worked off and on for a while, but not steady at the Mary Charlotte or the rolling mill mine where I worked. They were just short-lived jobs.
Huh?
But then I started later on the Cleveland Clifton in 1942.
Mm. Okay. Do you have anything else to say, or did I cut you off?
Well, I worked at the rolling mill when they had mules on the ground. Mm. We had carbide lamps and no electric lamps. They had carbide lamps, which is done away with. I think that was the last of the mines that had mules in the Negaunee, the rolling mill.
Well, I'm going to check and see if this recorded now, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Why did you choose to work in the mine?
That was the only job that paid any money around here.
Oh. Yeah. Were there any other relatives that worked in the mine?
My brother worked in the mine for a while.
Oh. What was his name?
Richard Salmio.
Yeah.
And he was an iron worker on surface. Mm. He worked for many years.
Oh. Any other relatives?
Stepfather worked in a mine. And a cousin named John Lottie, I was partner with him for over 10 years.
Oh, yeah?
Mining.
Mm-hmm.
And the Moss Mine.
Huh?
That's where I started there, Cleveland Cliff in the Moss Mine.
Mm.
Yeah, where was the Moss Mine?
That was in Negaunee.
Huh?
It's Moss and the Negaunee Mine and the Athens. They're all in a row. Mm. And the Negaunee Mine and Moss Mine were under the same caving grounds.
Mm.
If you were to walk there, where would you go?
Yeah, where would it be right now? If you wanted to go to see those caving grounds, or do you know, do you remember? Or?
I don't know, I wouldn't remember where it is at all, because it's all blocked off and there's houses around there.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other mines that you worked in?
Well, the Bunker Hill, that was what the old Negaunee mine, I worked there, and then I worked at the Mather B mine.
Yeah.
That's where I retired from, and then I worked at Humboldt Open Pit.
Mm.
I was a crusher operator there.
Mm.
I worked amongst the crushers.
Yeah. In all the mines that you worked in, what kind of jobs did you do?
Well, at the Mary Charlotte, I was working on a steam shovel, and then I was on a crusher there later on. It was a sort of a crusher that they crushed the ore, and they went right straight into the car.
Mm.
And in the rolling mill mine, I was part-time, I was a brakie with the donkeys, and then I was sub-tramming, pushing buggy.
Mm.
They call a buggy is a sort of a car that two buggies made a car down below what the mule took, and it was a car. And the two buggies you dump in there, and two buggies to make a car down below there.
Oh yeah, what were the buggies? What did they look like?
Well, they were just ordinary cars, but they were small, and they had four wheels on, metal wheels, and you had to take from one chute and push it down to another, dump it into another chute, and then push it back up again, load up, and push it down there and dump it again there. Two fellas doing that. I had a partner with me. We were both doing it because you had to push by hand.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, was this all done underground?
That was all done underground.
Yeah.
That went into a chute, what you call a chute.
Mm-hmm.
All down there and down below here, the mule would come in, the mule driver and his helper would come and take the ore out from underneath there.
Oh, yeah?
When you dump it in a chute, that was the same thing in other mines, only they used motors.
Oh. So that was how they got the mine, the ore out of the mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they ran it out shaft, and from there they hoisted it up in a skip and dumped it out in a pile.
Yeah. Did that go? Did the ore go like right to the trains to bring it out towards the boats to haul it away, or do you know?
Up to the boats.
Yeah, like on the train and everything. Did it?
Well, the trains would have, they'd have to load the steam shovel, loaded them off the out on. Piles are on mines on surface, and the steam shovel goes there, and they were loading the cars up, one car after another, and then the engine drove the cars over to the docks, and then from there into the boats.
Oh, yeah. Were there any, like, special machines or equipment that you used?
Well, we had these here... sort of a motor that the scrapers, that is pull the scraper back like that,
mm-hmm.
And then the other one, two drums on that big scraper, you just handle it like that. One pulls the scraper back, the other one pulls the scraper forward, and it dumps into a place where there's two rails there and the chute is right there. It empties right there, and you keep on going back and forth and hauling that stuff into the chute.
Yeah. Do they still do those kind of things today, do you know, in the mines, or is it different now?
No, they don't have them. There ain't any underground mines anymore.
Oh, yeah?
They're all surface mines.
Oh.
They're all run by machinery.
What was the most challenging thing about working in the mines?
Trying to make some money. You get sometimes paid by the foot when you're drifting, and then... After you're through drifting, then they get paid you by the how much dirt you pull out, so much a car.
Oh, yeah? What was drifting?
Huh?
What was drifting?
Drifting was making a tunnel.
Oh.
You make a tunnel. They had 9-foot legs like this and a 9-foot cap like that. And then you drill holes here. You drill about 3 holes, 4 holes, 5 holes, and then 6 holes.
Mm.
And you blast all the... Them in there, you went with on these little like a sparkler, and you lit these fuses one at a time. And the trouble is, you lit the shortest fuse first, you know.
Oh.
And lit them right that and get the heck out of there before anything starts to explode, because you want to have the center part of this here, we call that the breast, where you had a drill there, because you drilled 6-foot holes deep like that, you know. You had the two in the center like that, or the center one, that goes first, then the ones on the side, they go, on the center, they go, and the sides go, and then finally when the top goes, the center top, and then all blasted out, then the bottom finally, the center bottom up, and the next one up,
was that
blast,
so
they explode, they all put it in one pile, they blast towards the weakest point, see, so they all come in together. The final holes go on a corner where you have to bang, bang. That's where you put the next legs, these so-called, we call them legs.
Yeah.
And then you start scraping. You made what they call a gym pole. We used to call it, you make a hole in the brush with a pick and such like that, and you put a puller and you nail it against this here cap right here, and then you put a chain on there, and then you hook your rope and block there, and then you start scraping. Scraper goes in there and... Back and forth.
Does that pull the dirt in there?
Yeah,
the rocks out?
You pull the dirt in up to the chute, and it dumps it, and you empty that out. When you get it all empty, then you start putting these timbers up.
Oh, yeah, so it wouldn't cave in?
Yeah, well, you put it up, and you got it all fixed up there. So, and after you got the timbers in, you start drilling again.
Mm.
That's drifting, see?
Oh, yeah. Oh, was there a lot of room to work in the mine?
Well, like I say, 9-foot timbers.
Right. So
there was plenty of room and 9-foot caps, and there was wide like that. So on the bottom, they must have been about 12, 15 feet on the one, because they slanted in like that and 9 foot on the top. So there must be, you had, there's room.
Yeah.
But finally, when you start caving it down, you know, I mean, it start getting kind of, a lot of times you're pulling dirt and the back end starts to, you're pulling so much dirt that everything is breaking up on top there. So when you got your block inside there, you still keep the block in there because you're getting that dirt that's coming out of there. So.
Yeah. Was it real dark in the mines or?
Well, without a light, it's dark, yeah. Huh? I've never been so dark in a mine. When I remember when I was in the rolling mill underground there, and I was up in the subs pushing buggy with another lad there, and all of a sudden somebody blasted someplace and that air come whoosh, like that. We had carburetor lamps. The lamps went out and we were in the dark, real dark. Couldn't see anything. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face because there's no light, no place.
Oh, yeah?
And, gee, his partner got scared. He was an old newcomer, too, I had for a partner. And he said, what happened? I said, oh, well, somebody blasted, they blew out our lights. I said, so I had the flint on there. I scratched the flint like that, and my light come on. Mm. And he finally done the same thing. I told him what happened at the concussion of that air blew out the carbide lamp. You've seen, I got a carbide lamp at home. And I got some carbide too, but I don't know, as carbide is getting old, I probably wouldn't be able to use. I don't know if you can buy any carbide anymore.
Oh, yeah, was that on your hat then? That?
Yeah.
Oh yeah?
that's when they had carbide lamps, but then later on when I was working at the Moss, they had electric lights with a big battery you hung on your belt and a cable went up on your head.
Yeah. Through all your time you worked in the mine, what was the most challenging... Oh, I already asked you that question there. what kind of things did you enjoy about working in the mine?
Oh, and pulling dirt, especially when you were making money. that was the easiest job in the mine, when you're pulling dirt. Mm. I enjoy that part.
Yeah, was that dangerous?
And a good partner. That's one of the main things on the ground, because you had to depend on your partner, there's a difference in partners.
Yeah.
I found that out.
Mm. Was that dangerous, that kind of work?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You made your own house and you lived in it.
Mm.
Sometimes the partners, you know, they're kind of pretty rough. They didn't cover everything good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come on, holy moly, what a mess. We had to start covering some of that up because it's kind of dangerous. So that put us back.
Mm.
I said, gee whiz, we told him, I said, you left a mess there. What the heck? It took time to fix it up. Oh, you just keep your head too high. You're looking up. Don't look up there. So...
Yeah. What was the biggest responsibility of your job in the mine?
The what?
What was your what was the biggest responsibility that you had working in the mine?
Oh, make sure you take care of your partner.
Oh yeah.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
See that everything went right.
Yeah. What was the most dangerous thing that ever happened to you in the mine?
I can't remember really anything really dangerous that I was in that I know of right offhand.
Yeah. Were there any funny things that ever happened in the mine to you or to someone else that you remember?
I don't know of any funny things, you know.
Yeah.
I know I had a fellow, when my partner was out, I had another man working with me, and he was drilling. He was singing songs when he was drilling, he said, but the drill wasn't going in, and he wasn't putting any pressure on the drill, but it was making a lot of noise, and he was singing. That was sort of comical in a way.
Yeah. What kind of working conditions did you have in the mine?
Oh, sometimes they're kind of wet.
Oh, yeah?
So I had to use... rubber clothes.
Oh, is that rubber clothes that you had, is that at camp, those clothes?
Those, they're not rubber, they're sort of plastic or whatever it is, their clothes. I had to use them. That's when you got a wet place. They were the meanest places to work.
Were there any rats in the mine?
Oh, yeah, there were rats, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some of the fellas even trapped them.
Yeah. Did the safety standards or change as you worked through the mine?
I don't know. The safety wasn't too much, but they tried to practice it anyhow.
Mm-hmm. What were your partners like? Do you remember any of them or any?
Yes, I had one good. The best partner I had was my cousin. He was my best partner. The others weren't that hot. But I had some others that were pretty good, but then I had some that weren't.
Yeah. Any special stories or anything that you remember about them?
Nothing particular, no.
Yeah. When you worked in the mine, were there any special projects or things that you did in their job in the mine?
No, not just mining. I was repairing at one time. I finally retired as repairman. But that was, I liked that job.
Did you ever want to change your job or at any time?
Well, I wanted to, if I'd have known repairing was that good, I'd have changed it a long time ago from mining. Mining, you made more money, all right.
Oh, yeah?
But you had to work for it.
Yeah. How much money did you make an hour?
Not too much.
Oh, yeah?
The most, a little over $3 an hour. That was high. $3.50 or something like that.
Now, I got some questions here about, like, what do you think might happen about in the future? So, what do you think is the future in the mining industry around here? What do you think about it?
Well, they're never going to run out of iron ore here, I don't think.
Yeah?
Because they're taking the low-grade iron ore from surface. There's lots of iron ore down below there yet, but the reason they're taking the surface iron ore close to surface, it's cheaper to operate it. Otherwise, the underground ore costs too much. But it was richer ore underground.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's better ore lower, the further down you go?
Yeah, it seems that way. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of advice do you have that you could give to students in school today? Like, any advice?
Go to school and get an education.
Mm.
And don't, this year, mining or something like that, some of these jobs don't need an education, they just need training.
Yeah. What skills do you need if you want to work in the mine?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. You just need training.
Yeah.
There's not too much skills as far as if you know, just get some training. That's the way most of them are doing, because these jobs, you know, there's no schooling for these jobs.
It's just on the job training?
On the job training.
Yeah. What kind of things do you like doing in your spare time? Like nowadays?
Put it around.
Yeah. If you had to do your life all over again, would you took the same jobs or would you have took different ones?
I don't know. I'd have to be the same, something similar to that.
Yeah.
Without an education, you take what you can get.
Yeah. Did you have a full education or?
No, 8th grade. I flunked recess, so they fired me.
Well, before we end our interview, was there anything else that you'd like to add?
Don't go underground and work. Stay on surface. There's plenty of work on surface.
Yeah.
Did you see any accidents?
Yeah. Did you see any accidents happen?
No, actually, I haven't.
Yeah.
No.
Was any friends?
Yeah, did any of your friends die or get hurt in the mine?
Well, some of them. We had one boss that got hurt, killed in a mine there. He went to help two miners to get the dirt running.
Mm-hmm.
It was hung up, sort of, in a way, and he went up there, inside there, up there with a pick or something like that to pick it up, and he got buried. But I wasn't there. I was on the other shift.
Well, you lived in the Murray House, didn't you?
That's right.
Yeah, what was the Murray House? What?
That was made for Captain Murray.
Mm.
He was the captain of the, that first pit, the Jackson Pit there.
Oh, yeah?
And there's even rumors that he had a drift from his house to the pit, which I doubted, but then anyhow.
There was like a tunnel? Was a room?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But then after, it was empty for many, many years at Murray House. They used to call it the Haunted House. So we went to live in the Haunted House.
How long did you live at that Murray House?
Well, I lived there for quite a number of years. It was, I forgot when we moved there. It was in the 40s, late 40s.
Yeah.
And we lived there for many years, and then they decided that the Mather B was going to mine around that area, so they decided that we had to get out of there, they were going to tear the house down. That's what they done.
What year did they tear it down in? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember that either.
Yeah, do you have any experiences about the mules? About the mules? That you worked with? Underground? The donkeys, or?
No. Just, with the donkeys there, that's all they were kind of, you kind of talked to them. I remember we used to carry mints in our pockets, and the donkeys, their nose in our pockets, and one of them mints. They like mints. So we fed the mints to the donkey.
Oh, they liked mints?
Oh, yeah, they like peppermints.
How were they used?
Yeah, how were the donkeys used?
Huh?
How were they used underground, the donkeys?
How were they used?
Yeah, like, what did they do?
Well, they pulled the car that hauled the ore to the out shaft.
Okay.
And then there was they stood down there for months and years at a time. They had a barn down there, and you had to feed your own donkey.
Oh, so you had your own donkey, or?
Yeah, you had your own donkey when you worked down there, so you had to feed them.
Mm-hmm. What did you do when one of them died, or?
Well, I don't know. I never had one die.
They
say when they hoisted them up, I remember they hoisted one up just to surface, and they say after you get them on surface, you got to put a blindfold on them because the sun is too bright for their eyes at first.
Oh, they change, their eyes changed underground?
Yeah, because they're mostly in the dark because there was no electric lights down underground at them days.
Oh yeah. So
there was some electric lights out shaft, but not inside, in the long drifts where they hauled the ore from.
Mm-hmm.
What about those experiences you were telling us earlier?
Yeah, could you tell us about some of those things you were talking about earlier, about before we started the interview, about the donkeys and how they were kicking around and everything?
Donkeys there, when you loaded the car on a donkey, you know, and then, if you overload it a little bit, sometimes it spills on goes on the track, and, then you get up the driver gets up to our brother who was driving, that was a brakey in the back, so we got on the car, and he gets, come on now, Bess, or whatever the donkey's name was, let's get you up.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes a couple of jumps, and no, he wouldn't go. Try it again, and he wouldn't go. Then finally, you give him the third time, he starts kicking away. Well, then he got the heck out of the way a little bit. So get out there and clean the track with the shovels. The donkey will be listening. So finally, after a while, you get up on the car again and tell them to go, and finally it starts to move a little bit, and then it really starts pulling good like that. And then finally they go out shafter on a little trot a little bit.
So were they stubborn, the donkeys?
Oh, well, they're stubborn in a way, but they're smart. They're donkeys smarter than, like a mule is smarter than, they're like mules.
Yeah. Are they the same thing, donkeys
and
mules?
A mule and a donkey are probably the same thing, but burro is smaller. A mule is a cross between a horse and a burro. And the mule is smarter than a horse. A mule will never drink any poison water or eat anything poisonous, while a horse will. Well, the mule won't. And the mule won't pull an overload. The horse tries to pull an overload, the mule won't. He'll kick. Start kicking, like I said.
Yeah, so they're smarter than horses.
Yeah, that's what I've read that someplace, that they're smarter than horses.
Oh, yeah?
Why did they use mules?
And then when they go out shaft, they go out shaft with the mule. And my brother, he was driving the mule. When they're coming out to shaft, and there were these, saying these rails were turned up like that. When he gets at a certain point there, he unhooks the mule like that off that, what you call the mule goes on the side automatically, and he jumps off and he holds on to this chain all the time. With the hook on it. And I was in the back there when riding the car alone, and it's running freely towards this rails, and then when they hit them rails, I'd turn this handle and it'd dump over and empty. When it emptied, I'd pull it down like that. I'd have it down. By that time, the mule had turned around and it was ready to go in shaft. Brother would hook onto the end of the car, the other end of the car, and start going in. And I'd have to jump in the back of the car and get inside the car.
Yeah.
And get in front, which I didn't do the first time. And we were going around this curve like that, and bingo, the front end of the, this, what you call it, bounced up like that, and went off the track, and heck, I got tumbled in, I was just getting in. He yelled to me, get it in front. I was just tumbling in there when,
were those carts
when they went
heavy?
Off the track.
Yeah. Were they heavy, those carts? Like, if it fell off the track, were they heavy to put back on? Did they weigh a lot?
Well, we had, we had the mule help us put it on, and you had to use bars and what the heck not and get it on the rails back again. But after that, I remember to get in front of the car. I have to get in the car and get in the front.
Yeah. Well, that about does it. So, well, thanks for your time and everything. I know more about mining now than what I did before. Yeah, well, thanks.